Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Friday is finally here, heading into a busy sports weekend. Welcome into the program, Spencer on Sports, here on this 27th day of January of 2023, final Friday of the month of January, too. Almost done with first month here to kick off the new year. Spencer Wagon, my name, producer Isaac, along for the ride as well with you till 3 o'clock. 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. Your thoughts, welcome on Championship Sunday. Who do you have advancing out of the AFC and NFC Championship games this weekend? Give me your thoughts. 319-366-1600. We'll share them throughout the show today. Also going to talk some college hoops. Disappointing loss last night for the Iowa Hawkeyes on the men's basketball side of things. Game was right there for the taking, tied late, really, and I'm going to say this, will not be the first time I say this throughout the show today, free throws matter. Free throws matter. One of the key takeaways from watching that game last night, the Hawkeyes making just 6 of 13 free throw attempts, falling by 2, had a shot to win at the end, but the 3-point attempts by Peyton Sanford did not go down, and the Hawkeyes suffering their second straight loss, now 4-5 in Big Ten play. We'll dive into that here coming up in just a few moments. Also might get into a little NBA, maybe some baseball later on in the show. We had the All-Star starters captains announced last night as well, and some action on the court. Brutal loss for the Chicago Bulls last night. Bull fans probably looking away from their television last night with the result. Losing to a not very good Charlotte team. Just leave it at that. I get into that later on in the program here today. Again, 319-366-1600. Also on the show today, wrapping up week one of our 2 weeks of attempting to get qualifiers in our KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway. We are up to 2, if my records are correct. Dan in Cedar Rapids was our sole winner from yesterday. He won it by the half point. He went with Purdue last night in their game against Michigan. Purdue and the 4.5 last night is what Dan went with. And Purdue won by 5, 75-70 over Michigan last night. So Dan is in the running. He was on the qualifier for the Todd Brommelkamp show, or the contestant, I guess, better way to put it, from last night. He is now a qualifier in the Big Game House Party giveaway, which grand prize drawing will be a week from Monday. February 6th is when we're going to do the drawing, and we'll have it for you on the Todd Brommelkamp show here on KGYM. Issue missed. What are you guys talking about? You giving away something cool? We are. We're giving away awesome grand prize, $500 Hy-Vee gift card to help stock up your Big Game watch party. Going to get Circus Sports swag, T-shirts, hats, probably some koozies, a whole bunch of Circus Sports memorabilia for you and your friends. Plus, the big piece of this is a 3-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, plus $500 to use towards travel. What we're doing is we're giving you a game from the Circa Sportsbook, and each day we'll take a contestant. That person picks their side, and if they're on the winning side of the point spread provided by Circa Sports, they will be a qualifier. We only have 2 of them, so your chances are very good. If you are still waiting to get through, waiting to play, you've got a pretty good chance in the end to win. Do have another full week of qualifying coming up Monday through Friday next week. So we're hoping to get things going here. But Dan in Cedar Rapids was a qualifier from yesterday. It's tough. tough to pick against the spread. That is for sure. And I'll tell you what game we're doing. I'm going to tell you the game now. Please don't call Isaac, but we'll give you an opportunity to pick it coming up later on in the show. But our game that we're doing here on the show, again, we do a different game for each of our local shows as well. So the gym class will have a different game with the point spread you can pick on. And then Todd will have a different one today between 4 and 6. We are going to pick the AFC Championship game here on the program. Circa, and there's been a lot of talk about the line movement on this one. Started off the Chiefs a slight favorite, then moved to the Bengals. I think it was as high as 2.5, if I remember correctly. Now it's back on the side of the Chiefs. The Chiefs, as of earlier today at Circa Sports, are a 1.5-point favorite. So you can either side with the Chiefs at -1.5 or the Bengals at +1.5. That is the line we will pick on coming up later on in the program. So I'll give you a little time to chew on that. Get your dialing fingers ready. Don't call now, but when I let you know, it's your time to call in and try to be lucky contestant today. Hit that speed dial or dial the phone as quick as possible and try to get through here to us on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. But that line is provided by our friends at Circa Sports. You can check out their app. It's available for both Apple and Android users. So we will play that contest coming up later on in the program today. 319-366-1600. I will tell you about our poll question as well, which is courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlements on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. It has to do with the NFL games coming up on Sunday. Which two teams will be meeting in 2 weeks? Essentially, which teams you think are going to win this weekend as part of Championship Sunday. Your four options: the Eagles and Chiefs, the Eagles and Bengals, the 49ers and Chiefs, or the 49ers and Bengals. Which two teams will be meeting in 2 weeks? You can vote at kgymradio.com. An early entrant for 49ers and Bengals on the ledger in our poll question. So vote, weigh in there. You can also share your picks with us on the Talker text line at 319-366-1600 here this afternoon. Getting going at 2:12 here for today. And let's dive into college hoops to start. Talk a little bit about what we saw last night in East Lansing and dive into the weekend ahead. Boy, a game right there for the taking for the Hawkeyes. A chance to win at the end. But in the end, Iowa suffering their second straight defeat. Of course, losing to Ohio State last weekend. Looking to bounce back on the road and a tough place to play. And in the end, not enough shots were falling, especially from three-point range. And here I go. I'm going to say it again. Free throws matter. Iowa shooting 3 of 17 from three-point range last night and made just 6 of 13 free throws for 46% from the foul line. And you think about it, you know, you could play the, you know, and I'm going to play it here, the, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, ifs and buts game here. But, boy, they make one or two more of those free throws, five or six more of those free throws, and maybe the outcome is different. But that's the tale of the tape from last night, really. 6 of 13 from the foul line, and then 3 of 17 from three. Two of those misses obviously coming at the very end. Peyton Sanford had two really good looks at the basket. Did not see them go down, as Iowa fell just short by 2 points last night over in East Lansing. Looking at how this game played out, you know, a quick 10-0 run, obviously, and Fran McCaffrey said this as part of his press conference last night. You knew, you know, 10-0 run, a nice start to the game, a nice fast start to the game. You knew Michigan State was going to be making a comeback and throwing a counterpunch, and they did. What was interesting to look at, you look at how this game played out, 13 lead changes, tied 6 times. Michigan State had the lead for just 7 minutes in the game, 7:04 to Iowa's 26 minutes and 30 seconds with the lead. And really just one of those kind of ebb and flow games, and just Iowa missing out on opportunities to close it out, both on the floor and at the free throw line. And Fran McCaffrey, like I mentioned, talked about the flow of this game and the fast start and ultimately falling short after the game last night.
I thought, you know, we played well in the first half. You know, they made a run back. You know, we held on to the lead, you know, for a good portion of the time. And then we had a shot at the end of the half. It didn't go, but you know, it wasn't like we thought we were gonna get up 30 or anything like that. You know, they're just too good. You know, they maintained their composure. We kept fighting, and went right down to the wire.
Fran McCaffrey from East Lansing last night. Aaron Ulis, probably one of the better games we've seen him play last night, especially in that second half. I saw someone comment on Twitter, and I know there's some barking back and forth that looked like with him and Tyson Walker. They were both teed up, a double technical in that second half. I'm not sure how you tee up Ulis in that scenario. I mean, you know, and there's a lot of criticism about the officials and number of fouls called and so on and so forth from last night. But I thought that was kind of a confusing call, especially when you look at the video. You see Walker doing the talking to Ulis, but I don't know if it was Walker or just some extra motivation for Aaron Ulis, but a career-high 17 points, 13 of the 17 coming in that second half last night. Filip Hrabacha continues his solid play, a strong play this year with 16 points and 11 boards, eighth double-double for him. Chris Murray was the one that, whether it was the defensive impact that Michigan State had on him, maybe just an off night, 5 of 13 from the floor, 0 for 5 from distance, just 1 for 3 from the free throw line, 11 points and 8 rebounds for Chris Murray. Certainly need more out of him, especially in a close game like this. I mean, if he makes one or two more shots or one or two more free throws or gets a couple threes to fall, again, maybe you are talking about a different game. Tony Perkins, looking at the rest of the box score here, 6 points. Connor McCaffrey, just 5 points, 8 rebounds, and 37 minutes of action. And then Peyton Sanford had those two looks from three at the end. Did not connect on either of them. He finished with 5 points, 2 of 7 from the floor, 1 for 5 from three-point range. The free throws in a game, making just 6 of 13, that was the fewest for Iowa since making 5 at Nebraska on December 29th. And then, you know, the threes, they were not falling yesterday. The 3 three-pointers made matches a season low, which came in two different instances here. The season, both of them losses, losing to TCU and Duke. Iowa making just 3 three-pointers in both of those games as they fall to now Michigan State with kind of a similar stat line. When you look at that final play, Iowa, obviously there was an opportunity for the Hawkeyes to either win the game or possibly tie the game and send it to overtime. And Fran McCaffrey was asked specifically about that final play. Was it always go for the win, in his opinion?
I don't think we addressed, okay, we're going for three here. You know, we'd have been fine tying the game and trying to win in overtime. But, you know, we had an opportunity with a good look at a three, and in a second good look at a three, you're going to take it. You know, especially, you know, if you think about it, you know, when Connor threw the ball to Peyton, he's probably wondering, can I even get this thing off? How much time is left? He's running to get open and look for the ball, not looking at the clock. The last thing you want to do is drive the ball and have the horn go off in that situation.
Fran McCaffrey weighing in on the final final play, whether it was always go for the three and go for the win, or were they considering as part of it go into or possibly send that game into overtime. And as you heard there, his reasoning for going for the win and picking up the road win there. As for Michigan State, Jaden Akins with 12 points and 6 rebounds last night. Joey Hauser finishing with 11, couple key buckets down the stretch that helped Michigan State seal that victory. Mati Sissoko, double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds, but wasn't overtly impressive in the paint. In fact, Iowa owned points in the paint 38-24 last night in the game. And then Tyson Walker did come back, did play last night, limited minutes for Walker. Didn't end up playing about 30 minutes in that game, but Walker finishing with 10. Another key looking at it, points off turnovers. Michigan State with 18 points off of 13 turnovers for Iowa. Spartans also outscoring the Hawkeyes off the bench 13-6, getting 11 second chance points and 12 fast break points as well in the contest. So with the loss, the Hawkeyes now 12-8 overall, 4-5 in Big Ten play. They fall even further into the fray here, now in a four-way tie with teams that are all 4-5. Wisconsin, Penn State, Iowa, and Maryland all sitting at 4-5. The Badgers at 12-7, Penn State at 13-7, Iowa at 12-8, and Maryland at 13-7. That logjam still continues. Still, really no separation beyond even including Rutgers and Northwestern. You've got Purdue, and then a big clump of teams in there, and then still looking at Ohio State, Nebraska, and Minnesota at or near the bottom of the league. The Buckeyes 3-6, Nebraska 3-7. And Minnesota 1-8. The Hawkeyes next up against Rutgers. That'll be a Sunday afternoon affair at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Of course, they won the first meeting, defending the home court with this three-game homestand here with Rutgers and Northwestern and Illinois coming up next weekend. Very, very important. We'll see if Iowa can do it. Rutgers is going to be looking out for some revenge and looking to maybe turn the tables of what Iowa was able to do for that or do to them in Piscataway back a couple weeks ago, as they look to keep a little bit of pace. They're still two and a half games back of Purdue in the Big Ten standings here. But Rutgers playing some good ball, and Iowa definitely needing to get things back in the right track. Certainly needing a victory coming in off the game last night where they fell to Michigan State on the road. Rutgers, as we talked about earlier in the week, beating Penn State by 20 on Tuesday night. They've got Iowa on the road, and then they've got Minnesota coming up on Wednesday. So chance for Rutgers here to rack up some victories as, like I said, they try to keep pace with a Purdue team that just keeps winning. Purdue sitting at 9-1, 20-1 overall, as they, as I mentioned earlier, won by 5 last night over Michigan. Zach Edey with 19 points and 9 rebounds. Fletcher Lawyer chipping in 17. Hunter Dickinson had a solid game as well, 21 points and 7 rebounds. Kobe Bufkin with 16. And Joey Baker adding 11 for the Wolverines. Michigan now 5-4 in Big Ten play, 11-9 overall. So Purdue staying atop the league in 2.5 game lead on Rutgers, 3 game lead on both Northwestern and Michigan State. Action this weekend, I mentioned Iowa and Rutgers on Sunday. Saturday, you've gotten Northwestern hosting Minnesota. Wisconsin, who has had a rough week, back-to-back losses this week. A rough stretch here as their roller coaster of a season continues. They take on Illinois. Maryland hosting Nebraska, and Ohio State will play at Indiana tomorrow night. Along with Iowa and Rutgers on Sunday, you've got Michigan traveling to Penn State. And number one, Purdue hosting Michigan State. That'll be in West Lafayette on Sunday for CBS, national telecast there, as part of their showcase games for the weekend. 2:23, we'll take a quick timeout, a little bit more basketball to get to, take a look at a few other results, and then we'll dive into the NFL. Who do you think is going to win on Championship Sunday? We'll explore those games and more on the other side of this timeout. It's Spencer on Sports, Friday edition of the show here in the gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Kason Furst with a check of your weather first forecast. Snow showers will be ending by about midday. Temperatures will begin to drop during the afternoon as well. Overnight lows will be falling into the lower teens. Snow chances begin to ramp up as we head later on into the night and throughout the day on Saturday as another clipper system moves on through. 4 to 6 inches of new snow is possible out of this. Temperatures will be chilly on Saturday, highs only reaching the middle and upper teens, and will be even cooler on Sunday. Daytime highs expected to be into the single digits. And that's a check of your weather first forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's Big Game House Party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply. It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circus Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Make your dream a reality with Menards Mastercraft Door Designer. Choose from our in-stock selection of Mastercraft interior doors or design your door your way with our Door Designer. This feature allows you to visualize your doors within your home before making your purchase. Simply start designing and make your visions come to life. Mastercraft has the fastest delivery, so you get your door in approximately 7 days. Save big money on Mastercraft Doors.
Save big money at Menards.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At iGym, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining iGym for me.
Start your health journey for less than $1 a day. Head over to joinigymia.com to learn more.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 2:26, moments away from 2:27. Spencer on Sports here with you on this Friday afternoon. 319-366-1600. I have not given the cue to call for the Big Game House Party contestant yet. I see people calling in. I don't know if you're just testing your phone. You're making Isaac do a little extra work today. It's Friday. Come on. We'll give you that chance to call in. Again, we are picking the AFC Championship game. Don't call now. Give you that chance to call in. See, I told you, don't call now. I see you calling. I can see the phone screen here in the studio, and I see the phone ringing. Unless you have a comment, then that's fine. We're not making the pick just yet. We'll do it coming up here. Promise you about 10 minutes away. Give you that chance to call. So just hang on my every word for another 10 minutes and we'll make the pick. I promise. I have to do it before 3 o'clock. So just hold your horses. We'll get there. 319-366-1600. Talker text line is open for you here today. Big 12 action, a big weekend for the Big 12. That's the final. We saw the last Big 10 ACC challenge. Gosh, it was like 2 months ago now. what day is it? What month is it? But we have the final Big 12 SEC challenge in college basketball. Again, ESPN doing away with those two challenges because of the changing TV contracts. But the SEC Big 12 challenge in college hoops happening here this weekend. Final time we will see it happen. I'm guessing we might see a future challenge take place coming up here with the Big Ten, maybe the Big 12 involved. But we've got the Iowa State Missouri game for you on the airwaves tomorrow here at KGYM. Cyclone, obviously old school Big 12 matchup. Mizzou now in the SEC, and Iowa State number 12 in the country, just coming off that win over K-State earlier this week. Couple tough tests here. Mizzou, a pretty solid team this year. Texas Tech coming up on Monday, so less than 48-hour turnaround. for Coach TJ Otzelberger and crew. Cyclones taking on Mizzou. It's a 1 o'clock tip-off. Again, coverage starts at noon tomorrow from Learfield Sports. Some of the other matchups in the SEC Big 12 Challenge, Auburn heading to West Virginia. Number 2, Alabama playing at Oklahoma. Also number 11, TCU taking on Mississippi State. Baylor playing Arkansas tonight. Number 17, Baylor taking on Arkansas. You've also got Tennessee and Texas, number 4 versus number 10 there. K-State hosting Florida, and a game that, you know, you're like, oh, that's usually a pretty good game, but considering how Kentucky's been this year, might not be. We'll see. But number 9, Kansas playing at Kentucky tomorrow. Those are all the games involving ranked teams. There are two games involving where neither team is ranked. LSU hosting Texas Tech and Oklahoma State hosting Ole Miss. Those are your Big 12 SEC showdown games this weekend. Top 25 action from last night did have one upset. Number 8, UCLA going down to USC. Future Big 10 battle there. USC winning 77-64 over the Bruins. Arizona surviving a scare versus Washington State. The 6th-ranked Wildcats beating the Cougars 63-58. And Florida Atlantic beating Middle Tennessee. Florida Atlantic. I follow college hoops, but I feel like Florida Atlantic kind of came out of nowhere this year. We did not have them on my radar. I apologize. Any Owl fans out there that are, you know, going to be coming to our studios with pitchforks and torches because I did not think much of your team this year. But Florida Atlantic rolling past Middle Tennessee last night, 85-67. Had a couple ranked matchups in the Big Ten women's side of things last night. Maryland knocking off Michigan, 72-64, and second straight defeat for the number 2 ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Of course, they lost to Iowa earlier this week. They fell to number 6 Indiana last night, 78-65. Also, number 22 Illinois on the women's side falling to Purdue, 62-52. Iowa women back in action tomorrow at noon against Nebraska at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and the Iowa State women also in action this weekend as they will take on the Oklahoma Sooners at Hilton Coliseum in Ames coming up on Saturday. That's a 3 p.m. tip-off. Let's look at college hoops for the weekend. Lots going on in the world of college hoops as we get closer to the start of February, and then we start the countdown towards March. But a lot of eyes in the sports world this weekend are going to be on the NFL. Mine will be on Sunday, that is for sure. Going to have to break out probably the second TV this weekend with all the different things going on that I want to keep an eye on. But starting things off with the NFC Championship game, Philadelphia and San Francisco, and wrapping things up with the AFC Championship game here for the Championship Sunday, which is coming up this weekend. Latest lines from Circa Sports have Philadelphia as a 2.5-point favorite over the San Francisco 49ers here for Sunday. The total set at 46.5. And then in the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs, as I mentioned, are now a 1.5-point favorite over the Cincinnati Bengals at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. Let's start with the NFC game. The teams did not meet in the regular season, but we're going to get a pretty good defensive matchup, at least on paper, heading into this contest. The 49ers and Eagles, first and second in total defense this year, have not seen the top two teams in total defense meet in a conference championship game since all the way back in 2008. So it's been a while since that has happened. Of course, big storyline here, Brock Purdy. You know, I could rehash it for, you know, the next 20 minutes here, but we all know the story, especially here in the state of Iowa. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, coming from Iowa State and helping lead San Francisco to 12 straight victories heading into this conference championship. Brock Purdy looking to become the first rookie quarterback to win a conference championship game. And, you know, can history be made with that? I absolutely think it can. Philly, I think, is going to be a different animal. in this game. And going on the road, I think, is going to be a big test for Brock Purdy in this contest, especially in Philly, where we know how the fans are booing you at every waking minute that they have, even booing their own team and Santa Claus, all the lore there. But Brock Purdy looking to make that history, be the first rookie quarterback to win a conference championship game. The previous four, not a good stat in favor of Brock Purdy to do it. The previous four have all lost, and the last one to get to a conference championship game was back in 2009 with Mark Sanchez. We all know Mark Sanchez for not necessarily getting to the conference championship game, but of course the infamous butt fumble play back in that, I believe it was that same year. But Sanchez back in 2009, Joe Flacco in 2008, Ben Roethlisberger in 2004, and Sean King all the way back in 1999. Those are the last previous four quarterbacks to get to a championship game, and all of them did not come out on the winning side. How are they preparing to deal with the road environment, deal with the raucous crowd, and what could be a pretty wild atmosphere? Brock Purdy talked about that earlier this week.
Played Seattle that week and everything. He did say it was good preparation for what we might have to, you know, play in terms of the playoffs, you know, going on the road for road games and obviously for Philadelphia. Like, everything in these kind of games is all about communication. How can you operate smoothly, get in and out of the huddle, get the play off in the right way, make sure everyone's on the same page. So that's definitely a big emphasis this week, just at practice with the little things, the details of communicating and being on point, and that starts with the cadence.
I think really one of the big things, and it sounds simplistic to say it, but it's going to be turnovers. Brock Purdy, this postseason, zero interceptions on 59 passes, 546 passing yards, and three passing touchdowns in the postseason. The Eagles are obviously very good at pressuring the quarterback, forcing quarterbacks to make mistakes. And I think if the Eagles' defense can do what they want to do against the 49ers' offensive line, I think the Eagles have an opportunity for a pretty big day. Another place where I think the Eagles are going to have some success is in the passing game. I think, you know, the Niners' rush defense is going to limit what the Eagles want to do on the ground. But I think the Eagles could have a pretty big day passing the football, especially with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, even Dallas Goedert getting him in to the mix. And maybe you see some running backs catching passes as well in this game. I think if the Eagles are going to succeed, it's going to have to be through the air. And I would not be surprised to see that. The 49ers, I don't have this full stat in front of me, but they are towards the bottom in the league when it comes to giving up explosive plays, bottom 10 in the league when it comes to explosive plays and touchdowns on explosive plays, which are plays of 20 yards or more. I think if the Eagles can connect on some of those, connect on some big chunk plays, I think they definitely have a pretty good chance to win. For the 49ers, I think if you're Brock Purdy, playing mistake-free football, for Kyle Shanahan, you know, is it going to be continue to be not asking Brock Purdy to do too much? Not putting him in situations where he potentially could turn the ball over or make a mistake or lead to or do something that could lead to his team being in a bad situation. We'll see how the game planning works out here this week. But I think it's going to be a good game. I think both these games are going to be close games. But in the end, I think if we're going to pick a game, if I'm going to pick a game, I'm going to pick a winner just straight up, not against the spread in this one. I think my brain says Philly. My heart, you know, I like I said yesterday, I think the matchup I truly most want to see is Bengals 49ers in the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one. I just think I think their passing game is going to be a little bit better against the 49ers defense, and I think they're going to force Brock Purdy into at least one mistake that will be the difference in the game. So I'll take the Eagles straight up in this one. Obviously, would love to see George Kittle and Brock Purdy get an opportunity to hoist that Lombardi trophy next week. But I think I'll go with Philly straight up in this one. And then, of course, the second game, the one a lot of folks are talking about, Chiefs are saying that there's nothing interesting about the Bengals on offense. A lot being made of the Bengals, at least maybe one player, a couple different players, calling it Burrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. See what they did there? Joe Burrow has won 3-0 head-to-head against Patrick Mahomes. It's the Chiefs and the Bengals, 5:30 start time or thereabouts on CBS. Of course, a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. The Bengals, first time reaching a conference championship in consecutive years. And Bengals doing well on the road or in postseason situations under Joe Burrow. 3-0 on the road in the postseason under Joey B, 5-1 overall. And another game where I think turnovers are going to be key. We know Patrick Mahomes, I just saw earlier today, Andy Reid saying Patrick Mahomes is on track to start. Been dealing with that ankle injury this week, a high ankle sprain. A lot of questions about whether he was going to be healthy enough to go. Sounds like he's going to play. He's going to be starting. I don't think there was any doubt in anybody's mind he was going to play. But I think it comes down to Bengals defense, who's been playing well. They do a lot with their pressures and disguising coverages and pressures. I think it comes down to can they force a turnover? Can they slow down this Chiefs offense, which is the number one scoring offense here in 2022-2023? And I think what it comes down to is can the Chiefs hold off and cool down Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase? And I think it's a question that a lot of Chiefs fans are wondering as well. Saw a great stat earlier when you look at the three meetings between the Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. In the first half, Mahomes 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. In the second half and overtime, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So it's really been that second half that has been the key for the Bengals. I think if it's a close game, if the Chiefs can't find their way to not a huge lead, but a comfortable enough lead in that first half, I think the Bengals have every chance in the world to pull off another win. That being said, I'm going to take the Bengals. I rode the Bengals last week. They were an upset special. Technically, if it's a betting line upset this week, or if you're looking at the betting line, pardon me, it is an upset, but I don't necessarily call it an upset. I will take I'll take the Bengals, and I will ride with them again this week. So my picks straight up officially: Philly and Cincinnati for the championship games here this weekend in the NFL. What do you think? Do you agree with me? Am I wrong? Am I right? 319-366-1600. You can weigh in on the talk or text line here in the final few minutes of the show. But right now, we got to give somebody an opportunity to qualify. We're going to try to get you qualified in our Big Game House Party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. Who is going to win? What do you think? What side are you on for the AFC Championship game? Are you picking the Chiefs? Are you picking the Bengals? The Chiefs at -1.5, the Bengals at +1.5. What side are you on? Give Isaac a call at 319-366-1600. Make your pick, and we'll see if we can get you qualified in our Big Game House Party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. You can find all the details, all the contest rules, too, at kgymradio.com. At 2:43, we'll take another timeout, back with some more basketball news and maybe a little baseball. It's coming up next here in the gym.
Life's twists and turns can sometimes set you back a step, but at DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. When calamity strikes, having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. In 2022, a U.S. Federal Reserve study found that 32% of Americans, as many as 1 in 3 adults, would struggle to cover a $400 out-of-pocket emergency. At DePaco, we're on a mission to change that, one member at a time, so that each of us is prepared for the unexpected. Today, more than 41% of DePaco members are ready for the next storm, with at least $400 in savings to cover potential expenses. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. And when our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At IowaOpioidHelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit IowaOpioidHelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
This summer, just say, what the fun, in a rugged, fuel-efficient Honda SUV, America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker, and have whatever fun you want. Camping, water skiing, a 12-game round-robin travel ball tournament crisscrossing the entire region. What the fun indeed. New Hondas are arriving daily, so get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer today. Honda gets the Midwest. Based on EPA estimate of model year 2020, large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy. 2021 EPA Automotive Trends Report, November 2021.
O'Reilly! Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O'Rewards points. Choose Syntec, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
It's coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
246 here at Spencer on Sports at KGYM through a 9366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Also tonight, the Betfred Sportsbook Hour, final edition. Sad to see Matt and Dave say their goodbyes, but final edition getting you set for championship weekend here tonight at 6 right here on KGYM. All right. Our contestant, Flip from Cedar Rapids, taking the Chiefs at -1.5. So good luck. If the Chiefs cover that spread, you will be qualified in our Big Game House Party giveaway. Again, full contest details, contest rules, and such available at KGYMRadio.com. And we'll find out Monday how many qualifiers, if any, we had over the weekend. But grand prize winner will be drawn on February 6th. $500 to Hy-Vee for food and beverages for your Big Game party. Circa Sports swag, plus that three-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas. And $500 to use towards travel, all going to one lucky winner in our grand prize drawing with the Big Game House Party giveaway. Another chance to be a contestant coming up between 3 and 4 with Scott and Mark here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Quick look at the NBA from last night. I mentioned not a good night to be a Bulls fan. A brutal, brutal loss to a 13-win Charlotte Hornets team. Losing 111-96 to DeMar DeRozan with 28 in the contest. Charlotte making just 7 3-pointers, 7 of 32 from beyond the arc, and beating the Bulls last night in that game. New York winning an overtime thriller over Boston, 120-117 last night. You heard it here on KGYM from ESPN Radio. Detroit beating Brooklyn, 130-122. Cleveland over Houston. Dallas losing Luka Doncic early, but still getting a win over Phoenix, 99-95, and the Clippers beating San Antonio, 138-100. Couple of games of regional interest tonight. The Bucks taking on the Indiana Pacers from Indiana tonight, from Indianapolis tonight, and should be a good one Twin Cities tonight. Minnesota taking on Memphis. Ja Morant versus Anthony Edwards, always a must watch if you are an NBA fan. All-Star game coming up here very soon down the stretch here. More than half of the season in the books in the NBA, and the starters have been named, plus the team captains for the NBA All-Star game coming up here. There is going to be a draft in the All-Star game. That's the sixth year in a row they're going to have a draft with the captains. So they were released by conference, the players were, for the NBA All-Star game, but in the end, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to play with those teammates. So your Western Conference captain, no surprise, is LeBron James. The rest of the All-Star starters for the West: Zion Williamson, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, and Steph Curry, your Western Conference All-Star starters. In the East, your team captain is Giannis from the Milwaukee Bucks, Jason Tatum from the Celtics, Kevin Durant from the Nets, Kyrie Irving from the Nets, and Donovan Mitchell of the Cavs, your All-Star starters. Of course, there are going to be reserves revealed coming up on the 2nd of February, which is next Thursday. The All-Star Game draft is actually going to be right before the game itself on February 19th. So if you're waiting in with bated breath for the All-Star Game draft, I'm sure many of you are. I say that very tongue-in-cheek, but yeah, maybe you are. The draft is right before the game, so they get like no practice time. Not that anybody practices or plays defense or tries overtly too hard for the NBA All-Star game. That is coming up on the 19th, the day of the game itself. Obviously, there are going to be reserves chosen, like I said. Some of the interesting, and didn't necessarily expect them to be starters, but Joel Embiid was not named a starter. Kind of a curious motion there. A lot of folks hoping to see Tyrese Halliburton, the former Iowa State Cyclone, as a All-Star as well. Will remain to be seen how that all works out in the grand scheme of things. But it is still a little bit of ways away for that All-Star game coming up here in the middle of February. LeBron making some history, by the way. LeBron, an All-Star captain for the sixth year in a row. Also, his 19th consecutive All-Star appearance, which is another spot on the record books for LeBron. He has moved past Kobe on the all-time All-Star appearance list and is now tied with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most in NBA history. Obviously one of the greats of the game, widely considered one of the greats of the games, greats of the game, will be widely considered that. I'm not talking about him in a past tense. He is one of the best players in the game, if not the best player in the game right now. And another notch in the record book for LeBron James, with another All-Star selection for the Lakers star. 2:52, quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this here in the gym.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-901-3322. 800-901-3322. 800-901-3322.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader.
Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, the top two seeds in the NFC square off when the Eagles host the 49ers. Then it's the Chiefs and the Bengals in the AFC title game for the second straight year. Who will advance to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona? Tune in to find out. Hear the playoff picture unfold right here.
Here at Sunday at 1 on the Gym. We got it for you Sunday right here on KGYM Championship Sunday from Westwood One Sports. And Sunday at 1, all the action right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Poll question for you at KGYMRadio.com. You can vote on which teams you think will advance this weekend. Which two teams will be meeting in 2 weeks? The Eagles and Chiefs, the Eagles and Bengals, the 49ers and Chiefs, or the 49ers and Bengals? You'd vote courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Good representation. We've got votes for three of the four options on the poll question. You can add yours at kgymradio.com. Quick note from the college baseball scene. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller and squad opening their official team practice today as the season gets closer. February 17th is the first game down in Florida, the Snowbird NCAA Baseball Classic, and some more preseason honors for the Iowa baseball team and some of their standouts heading into the season. Junior starting pitcher Ty Langenberg named the preseason Big Ten Pitcher of the Year by D1 Baseball, and seven Hawkeyes were named Big Ten Top Prospects. Iowa also getting some love and some expectations, at least, to make a regional from the Big Ten. Langenberg listed as the number four prospect in the Big Ten for 2023, joined by Keaton Anthony, who's number 19, Zach Volker, who's 21st, and Will Christofferson, who is 27th. As we mentioned before, Brody Brecht, the number one ranked prospect in 2024 as well. So some excitement building, some expectations bubbling for the Iowa baseball team. Hawkeye baseball team also naming their captains today as they start practice. Brennan Dorigi, a graduate student coming in from Wofford, named one of the captains, along with Jared Simpson, Braden Frazier, Ty Langenberg, and Michael Seegers as well. So those are your Hawkeye baseball captains here for 2023. I'm getting excited for Iowa baseball and softball season, if you cannot tell. Excited for baseball season in general. It means warm weather and not wind and snow. 319-366-1600. Keep that number handy. Another chance to qualify in the Big Game House Party giveaway coming up with the Gym Class. Also, the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up today between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the hoops. Enjoy the football. We will talk to you Monday at 2 here on the Gym.